My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In California, during the summer of 1975, within the span of 17 days and less than 90 miles, two women did something no other woman had done before, tried to assassinate the President of the United States. One was the protege of Charles Manson.
26-year-old Lynette Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI.
Identified by police as Sarah Jean Moore.
The story of one strange and violent summer, this season on the new podcast, Rip Current.
Hear episodes of Rip Current early and completely ad-free and receive exclusive bonus content by subscribing to iHeart True Crime Plus, only on Apple Podcasts.
Back in 1969, four young musicians from Texas were hired to impersonate the British psychedelic rock band The Zombies. It was one of the most bizarre and audacious cons in rock and roll history, and now the entire story has been uncovered in a new podcast. All episodes are available now. Listen to the true story of the fake zombies on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search True Story of the Fake Zombies and start listening.
Our iHeart Radio Music Festival, presented by Capital One, coming back to Las Vegas, September 20th and 21st. A weekend full of superstar performances. A$AP Rocky, Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozey, The Black Crows, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, Coldplay's Chris Martin, and more. Stream live only on Hulu. And get tickets to be there at AXS.com.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, let's start off on today's Fuck It Friday. I have so many people and things to say fuck it to today, but I want to start off with a really serious story, which is what is happening right now in Springfield, Ohio, following Donald Trump's bizarre, conspiracy-riddled, dangerous rhetoric that the Haitian immigrants that are in Springfield, Ohio, are eating the pets. They're eating the cats and they're eating the dogs, is what Donald Trump said. Well, folks, on Thursday, ABC News was reporting that several municipalities, several buildings in the city needed to go on lockdown. Why? Because there were a series of bomb threats that were made via email to those areas. The Haitian Times is reporting that the population of 20,000 Haitian immigrants are experiencing vandalism and violence and are keeping their kids home from school, are being run out of their businesses, having their cars and their homes vandalized. Why is this happening? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and those right-wing maggots have decided to spread falsehoods that they know will erupt their very violent followers into chaos. And we have to understand that it is chaos that these motherfuckers thrive on. You know, and I have to read you this, like, terrible position that the father of Aidan Clark, so Aidan Clark is a young boy who was 11 years old, and he was killed in a vehicular accident by a Haitian immigrant. And this is what the right wing has been using as their, you know, reason for their violent rhetoric, right? Look at all of these immigrants creating crimes, and this young boy is killed and blah, blah. Well, Aiden's father, while in the midst of grieving, has come out and given a press conference. And I want to read to you what this man has been forced to say. Instead of grieving for his son, what he's had to experience since his death. And he said this, Nathan Clark, who is Aidan Clark's father, said this at a meeting recently in Springfield, Ohio, at a city commission meeting, which happened on Tuesday of this week. Quote, I wish that my son, Aidan Clark, was killed by a 60-year-old white man. I bet you never thought anyone would say something so blunt. But if that guy killed my 11-year-old son, the incessant group of hate-spewing people would leave us alone. Can you imagine? And of course we can imagine, because this is what they did with the victims in Newtown. Alex Jones, who was sued for his incessant lies that he spread about these people that had lost their children being crisis actors, or that their children never existed in the first place. And the kind of hell that Alex Jones and his followers created for those families. So we know that this is what the right wing, these fascists, these criminals do. So this poor man, Nathan Clark, has lost his son, but has now had to spend his time and energy, not in grieving, but in making sure that these vile people cannot use his son's memory in vain to push a political narrative that is based in nothing more than a lie and hatred. And so I just, you know, the stories that are coming out, I just want to remind people that these are real people, right? Nathan Clark is a real person. The Haitian people and families that are being forced to keep their children home from school, that may have to move and find a new home because they no longer feel safe in this community, is because of what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and the Republican rabid right wing has done to them. So it just makes me sick because, of course, you know, when ABC was reporting this story, because I want to read to you what ABC wrote. And again, it's like, can we just stop with the bullshit? Can we just stop pretending that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2? They wrote this on abcnews.com. Quote, though it is not yet known if they are connected, the threat comes after baseless rumors spread online in the wake of viral social media posts claiming Haitian migrants were abducting people's pets in Springfield in order to eat them. The rumors were amplified by right-wing politicians, including former President Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance. Let's just start with the headlines saying Donald Trump and J.D. Vance fuel violence in Springfield, Ohio. Let's just start with a headline that tells the truth. Right-wing rhetoric puts community at risk. Right? Like, let's just start telling people the truth instead of pretending that their words don't equate to violence. Because it was just a couple of weeks ago that Donald Trump is at a rally in Pennsylvania. And what did one of his rally goers do? They climbed the scaffolding to try and attack the media. Why would they do that? Oh, maybe it's because Donald Trump had referred on a number of occasions to the media as what? An enemy of the people. So if you hear over and over again that the media is the enemy of the people, if you hear over and over again that Haitian migrants are criminals and they're eating people's animals, what do you think the outcome is going to be? Well, I'll tell you that in this day and age, the outcome looks like bomb threats. The outcome looks like vandalism. And it won't be until there are increased acts of violence that maybe something will happen. But no, because we've seen mass shootings happen at synagogues with people with their manifestos tied up with the Republican Party, but the media doesn't want to report on that. Oh, because they don't want to seem biased by just telling us the truth. Because let me tell you something, if the people that were committing mass shootings who left manifestos were claiming their allegiance to ISIS or the Taliban, then guess what would be all over the television? But because they're proclaiming their allegiance to Donald Trump and white supremacy, it's like, oh, they're just suffering from mental illness. No, they're infected by Donald Trump's rhetoric and lies. White supremacy and racism is in fact a disease that they weaponize for their own good. So that is like my top story, because I knew, right? Like, people are making memes and jokes and yeah, they're funny, right? As a way to try and diffuse what it is that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are trying to do. But at the end of the day, we all knew that the more that they talk about this, even though it was debunked in real time at the debate, that it wasn't going to make a difference. Because once you get just these kernels in people's minds, they will take matters into their own hands.
Wusstest du, dass Zehntausende deutsche Unternehmen bereits Shopify nutzen? Von innovativen Startups bis hin zu Familienunternehmen mit langer Tradition? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify kannst du Produkte über beliebige Kanäle verkaufen. Ob persönliches POS-System oder umfassende E-Commerce-Plattform. Auch Social Media und Marktplätze wie Facebook, Instagram und eBay werden unterstützt. Dank der ständig wachsenden Auswahl innovativer Funktionen und des zuverlässigen technischen Supports ist es ganz einfach, dein Business mit Shopify aufzubauen. Ob Produktpräsentation oder Bestell- und Zahlungsabwicklung. Shopify bietet alles, was du für die Verwaltung deines Business brauchst. So kannst du dich ganz auf dein Business konzentrieren. Shopify kostenlos ausprobieren und dein Business voranbringen. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Also Shopify.de/try. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of Smash or Pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or Pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's... Because we're doing the pull-out method. We're living on the edge.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This summer, a lone gunman on a rooftop reminded us that American presidents have long been the targets of assassins. Nearly 50 years ago, President Gerald Ford faced two attempts on his life in less than 3 weeks.
A woman fired a shot at President Ford.
President Gerald R. Ford came stunningly close to being the victim.
A woman dressed in a long red skirt pointed a .45 caliber pistol at the president.
These are the only two times we know of that a woman has tried to assassinate a U.S. president. And the two assassins had never met. One was a protege of infamous cult leader Charles Manson.
She is 26-year-old Lynette Alice Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
I always felt like Lynette was kind of his right-hand woman.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI in the violent revolutionary underground.
Identified by police as Sarah Jane Moore.
Sarah Jane could enter into these areas that other people couldn't. A spy, basically.
The story of one strange and violent summer. This season on Rip Current.
Listen to Rip Current on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I've been thinking about you. I want you back in my life.
It's too late for that.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do. One session, 24 hours.
BPM 110, 120. She's terrified.
Should we wake her up?
Absolutely not.
What was that?
You didn't figure it out?
I think I need to hear you say it.
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
This machine is approved and everything? You're allowed to be doing this?
We passed the review board a year ago. We're not hurting people.
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know what's funny? Is that at the debate, when David Muir asks Donald Trump, do you have any regret about January 6th? Do you regret telling people to go take their country back, knowing that over 130 officers were injured and another took their own life? Do you feel any type of way? Because you know that the MAGA way and toxic masculinity doesn't allow for you to have any reflection, doesn't allow for there to be apologies or course corrections, because they're just right all the time, right? Bang on your chest, bullshit. Not only did Donald Trump not take any responsibility, he put it on other people, which is what cowards do. He said, oh, they just told me to show up, you know, and give a speech. That's all I did, was just show up and give a speech. Oh, okay, so you're not the one running the show then. Other people are running you? Because that would have been my follow-up question. Oh, I thought that you were the one that was in charge because you were the president of the United States, but are you saying that you're not in charge, that you're not the one that's calling the shots? Is it other people that are calling the shots? So who would be the best person to direct this question to then if it's not you, since you're not the one that actually holds the power? I would ask that and just wait, right? But that's not what the media does. They just let that shit just kind of lay out there. Oh, well, I just showed up and said a speech. But you're vying once again to be commander in chief and the president of the United States. So are you saying that you're really just a puppet? Was Hillary Clinton correct then? That it's really Putin calling the shots and not you? Valid questions to be asked, but nobody asked them. But when you look at the debate and the headlines that came out, and you see that across the board, even Fox News was melting down over the fact that it was obvious that Kamala Harris won, right? Like, if we're keeping score, Donald Trump was maybe in the negative following that debate. And you know that he lost. And why is that? Because he doesn't want a second one, because that's how bad he looked. And also, not only does Donald Trump not want a second debate, but he also showed up in the spin room following the debate, which is so bizarre. You see, the spin rooms are set up for the surrogates to be there to echo the policy points, to drive home whatever it is that needs to be driven home. So when, following the debate, Donald Trump goes ahead and moseys on into the spin room, the reporters were looking around like, so this is new. So I guess you don't trust your surrogates to do the kind of damage control that their job requires. Not only that, friends, did you pay attention to the fact that when he was asked a question about J.D. Vance, that he basically said he don't know him, that he doesn't talk to J.D. Vance? The man is your running mate, and if you're elected president, will be a heartbeat away from the Oval Office, but you don't talk to him? And J.D., you know, and I'm like, oh, did anybody check J.D.'s back to see how it felt to have the skid marks of a bus run across it? Because that motherfucker threw you under the bus and said, basically, you're out there on your own, which is what Donald Trump does. So I have no idea why people go into bed and go into these kind of like handshake deals with Donald Trump. Donald Trump only looks out for Donald Trump. That's what you can 100% be sure of. So that moment of like, I don't talk to JD was like, wow, got it. Good pick. Only surrounding yourself with, in fact, the best people. You know, friends, I will say this too. You know, I continue to talk about the media's sane washing that they do. And shout out to Parker Malloy for the person who coined that term and talks about, you know, coherence bias inside of the media. Because I'm like, if you just, because I got, following the debate, a transcript breakdown, right, of all of the questions that were asked and like the associated video clips. And I'm just looking at Donald Trump's responses. Insane. That man is in clear mental decline. The Donald Trump that we saw back in 2016, even the Donald Trump of 2020, is not the man that you are seeing on these stages and at these rallies. Just looking at, without the spin, without the interpretation that media has been doing to find the kernel of sanity that he says and then just make up the, infer the rest. You look at these transcripts, folks, and it's like, what are you saying? Are you even aware of the question that is being asked? And that's why it was so important for the 60 plus million people to tune in to see Donald Trump in real time, not how the media has been breaking it down for you, but just so you can hear and see with your own eyes. I have said time and time again that these debates in general, they're political pageantry, right? Like, no one is being swayed. And I also don't believe that there are any undecideds, because what we have seen from cable news over the last couple of weeks is that they're all lying about their undecideds. They are people that are voting for Donald Trump. So whether it was CNN's debacle with the lie of a panel that they put together or MSNBC, these people are voting for Donald Trump. They just don't want to say so. So that says a lot about your choices, number one, because if I feel validated by the choices that I make, I don't lie about them. I say, here it is. I'm voting for Kamala Harris. Here are my reasons why. If you want to vote for a 34-count felon, an adjudicated rapist, a twice-impeached grifter and liar and person that cozies up with the dictators and, as a matter of fact, on national television, was praising Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin, have at it. Own that shit. But I really don't want cable news to continue to lie to their viewers and say that somehow these people are undecided. They are not. Nonetheless, what was clear is that Kamala Harris is ready on day one. She's ready now. And Donald Trump is ready for a fucking nap. Because in all honesty, he should be taken out of his misery. And I would have loved to see the media treat Donald Trump's performance the same way that they treated Joe Biden's performance. Except, you know what? Donald Trump is actually dangerous. And as a bunch of really dangerous, racist, misogynist, white supremacist fascists around him. Joe Biden is old. He's not an insane narcissist in clear mental decline. He's an old guy who stutters. So I wish that corporate mainstream media actually attacked Donald Trump with the fervor that they had no problem doing with Joe Biden. But alas, they didn't, right? Because what have we seen? Oh, Donald Trump last week gave an economic speech. No, the fuck he didn't. He went on some bizarre fucking tangent and uttered the words tariffs a bunch of times. And apparently, to the Associated Press and others, that is what qualifies as an economic speech. Well, then call me an economist. I too can say the word tariff and economy. So I guess, you know, I'm good to be the next Secretary of the Treasury.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of Smash or Pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or Pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's...
Because we're doing the pull-out method. We're living on the edge.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This summer, a lone gunman on a rooftop reminded us that American presidents have long been the targets of assassins. Nearly 50 years ago, President Gerald Ford faced two attempts on his life in less than 3 weeks.
A woman fired a shot at President Ford.
President Gerald R. Ford came stunningly close to being the victim.
A woman dressed in a long red skirt pointed a .45 caliber pistol at the president.
These are the only two times we know of that a woman has tried to assassinate a U.S. president. And the two assassins had never met. One was a protege of infamous cult leader Charles Manson.
She is 26-year-old Lynette Alice Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
I always felt like Lynette was kind of his right-hand woman.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI in the violent revolutionary underground.
Identified by police as Sarah Jean Moore.
Sarah Jane could enter into these areas that other people couldn't. A spy, basically.
The story of one strange and violent summer. This season on Rip Current.
Listen to Rip Current on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I've been thinking about you. I want you back in my life.
It's too late for that.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do. One session, 24 hours.
BPM 110, 120. She's terrified.
Should we wake her up?
Absolutely not.
What was that?
You didn't figure it out?
I think I need to hear you say it.
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
This machine is approved and everything? You're allowed to be doing this?
We passed the review board a year ago. We're not hurting people.
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Cheaters and Backstabbers.
I'm Shadi Diaz.
And I'm Kate Robards.
And we are New York City stand-up comedians and best friends.
And we love a good cheating and backstabbing story.
So this is a series where our guests reveal their most shocking cheating stories.
Join us as we learn how to avoid getting our hearts broken or our backs slashed. Listen to Cheaters and Backstabbers on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, folks, I will continue to say right now, I think that we have 51 days until the election. Take none of the polls to heart. Do the hard work of continuing to get out the vote. Early voting, mail-in voting has started in some states right now. Barack Obama has put out a list of the places that have started early voting and voter registration closing in certain states. I have reposted it on my Instagram. So make sure, again, particularly for those that are in red states, that you are indeed registered to vote. Don't just throw it up in the air and say, well, I voted in 2020 and well, I voted in, you know, in 2022, so I'm good to go. 19 million people have been purged from the voter rolls since then. So do yourself a favor and double check and triple check to make sure that you are good to go. Also, I will say, folks, a couple of quick announcements as we close out today's Bucket Friday and Woke AF Daily is that my show with Wajahat Ali, Democracy-ish, is now going to be going live on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, 12 p.m. Eastern on Fridays. We are going live. We will be doing that today for the first time at 12 p.m. Eastern. And always the videos will go up. The podcast will go up as always. But do, if you can, join us. Like and subscribe the channel so that you never miss an episode. But every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern, Waj and I will be going live with Democracy-ish. Super excited about that. And then also, you get video episodes of Get Woke with Danielle Moody on YouTube on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So again, if you subscribe, then you will not ever miss any of the content that I am putting up. And it is where I am doing my in real time commentary and work. So do head over there and watch, subscribe, and share. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In California, during the summer of 1975, within the span of 17 days and less than 90 miles, two women did something no other woman had done before, tried to assassinate the President of the United States. One was the protege of Charles Manson.
26-year-old Lynette Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI.
Identified by police as Sarah Jean Moore.
The story of one strange and violent summer, this season on the new podcast, Rip Current.
Hear episodes of Rip Current early and completely ad-free and receive exclusive bonus content by subscribing to iHeart True Crime Plus, only on Apple Podcasts.
Back in 1969, four young musicians from Texas were hired to impersonate the British psychedelic rock band The Zombies. It was one of the most bizarre and audacious cons in rock and roll history, and now the entire story has been uncovered in a new podcast. All episodes are available now. Listen to the true story of the fake zombies on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search True Story of the Fake Zombies and start listening.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One, coming back to Las Vegas, September 20th and 21st. A weekend full of superstar performances. A$AP Rocky, Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crows, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, Coldplay's Chris Martin, and more. Stream live only on Hulu and get tickets to be there at AXS.com.